Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, the sights and sounds of Christmas give us so many different views of what it means to be Christians. And what's interesting to me is in our gospel reading, we get quite a view today, but even in our Old Testament reading, the robes of righteousness, a royal diadem in my hand, the idea of a garden bursting forth in growth, that's us. That's you and that's me to the nations. We're their view. And I know we're not used to thinking about ourselves that way, but for us to be that, we need to enjoy the view that God gives us. And there's, you know, really so much this time of year. We live in a world that has gone dormant. It looks dead, and yet the lights and the decorations outside are kind of cool. And the festivities of Christmas, you know, they kind of warm us up. But I don't know about you. I've started to notice that everything has moved on and I'm not hearing Merry Christmas. What? We're in the middle of 12 days. There's still plenty of Christmas to enjoy. And yet the trees are out by the side and the lights are going down. And yet I want to stubbornly say Merry Christmas because I enjoy the view. Because I know it'll get cold and dark and the lights will be gone. So I'm taking it in. But the interesting thing for me is maybe it's because I'm getting older. There's so much to enjoy about this time of year. And it's Christmas present, Christmas past, the things that come to my mind. There's so much to enjoy. But God has preserved for us some really wonderful things to view today. And I want you to enjoy this view of Luke chapter 2. It's amazing. It goes pretty fast. I mean, we're a week and we've celebrated the birth of Jesus, but it's moving pretty quick in Luke chapter 2 as well. We're going to skip verse 21, but it's the eighth day when Jesus was circumcised and named the Lord Saves. That was his name given to his mom and dad to give to their little boy. And now we're 40 days after his birth in verse 22. So it goes pretty fast. So enjoy the view and take it in. Take in this view. You know, for us as Lutherans, we say it's the gospel that revives and empowers us to live out our identity. So let this warm you and bless you. Enjoy this view of Luke chapter 2. Beginning with verse 22 and the following to the end of the chapter. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. You know, there's another sermon in all this section of Luke chapter 2, how Jesus is treated in different ways and how Jesus can be treated by us as well. But it's interesting. Do you see the picture? As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. So they go up to Jerusalem. You have to do that. It's up on a hill. And so Mary and Joseph and Jesus, they go to the temple as part of the law and its requirement. Mary could not come to the temple until 40 days after the birth of her baby boy. And so we're already 40 days into his life. This little baby boy, 40 days old, and they go to church, they go to the temple to offer the sacrifices. Even there we see the one born under the law to redeem those under the law, doing everything the law required perfectly through his parents. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. We don't know how old Simeon is, or was, in this text. Somehow, in maybe the Sunday school material over the year, we thought he was an old man. We don't know. We really don't know. We only know that he knew by God's gift that he would see what they had long been hoping for, the Messiah. Verse 26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit. The Spirit was guiding him into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, just get the picture, enjoy this view. Simeon sees the child born to Mary and he grabs the child. I don't know, does he raise him up over his head? We don't know, but it would seem a little strange. You come to church and all of a sudden here's this guy that grabs your child, 40 days old, and rejoices. Just take this in. Take this in. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. So Simeon sees this child born of Mary as one not only for the Jews, but the Gentiles alike, the consolation of Israel, a light of revelation to the Gentiles. What's interesting is how we hear Luke record their response, and his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him, that is Jesus. So here's this stranger, grabs their baby boy, praises God, and celebrates, and they take it in. They marvel at what is being said of him. They're enjoying the view as well. They're taking it in. And then Luke goes on. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sign that is opposed. So now, prophetically, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Simeon explains, in a sense, what God will do through this child. This child will bring down many. They will stumble and fall, and he will raise up many, and he will be opposed. And we know the rest of the story. We know how this goes and how he faces opposition, finally to the point of crucifixion. And yet even in that, by his lifting up, many would be raised up to him, including you and me and all who believe. And then he says to Mary, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also. Boy, can't help but think about the crucifixion. Can't help but think about Jesus saying to his mother, Mother, behold your son. And John receiving Mary. She would see her little baby boy rejected and crucified before her very eyes. And it would pierce her life, her soul. And then Simeon concludes by saying, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. You know, there is no way to hide from the divine scrutiny of Almighty God. Jesus took it all in. He took it all in. Nothing escaped his notice. And he would reveal what he would see. And in a lot of ways, in the gospel accounts of his life, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we get glimpses of how Jesus sees what only he can see and reveals what only he can reveal. So this is what this child was born to do and be, according to Simeon. Enjoy this view, because Jesus did this for you. But there's more to this today. In verse 36, we hear this. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, okay, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin and then as a widow until she was 84, married for 7 years and then a widow for a long time. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. Here's a devout churchwoman, if there ever was one. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. So picture in your mind this elderly woman filled with joy, going around the temple area and telling everyone, this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. I mean, everyone knew who she was. She had been a standard fixture of the temple and its processes day in and day out. And she was sharing the good news. This is the one, the consolation of Jerusalem, of Israel, the redemption of Jerusalem. Just picture it in, take it in. I mean, could you imagine someone going around here saying, oh, Jesus, 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 this is the one, this is the one. It's such a beautiful picture. Without sounding dramatic, it's actually, in a way, breathtaking to see how Jesus was being received and understood as God, through his Spirit, revealed to Simeon and to Anna and to you and to me. And coming up that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Sometimes we can draw the conclusion that there weren't too many looking forward to the Messiah. And while there was no room for him at the inn in Bethlehem, there were plenty who were holding on to the promises of God, looking forward to what God would give in the gift of his Son. Take it in. Enjoy this view. It's fascinating how Luke chapter 2 takes us. I mean, in this short 52 verses, we go from before he was born to practically his teenage years. And it's something to take in. Into your heart, into your mind. Enjoy this view of Luke chapter 2, but of the one that Luke chapter 2 is all about. And then Luke finishes up this portion of chapter 2 with, and when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Take that in. For those of us who have raised children to see how they can grow, I mean, this is a blessing just to take in. He was our perfect substitute. He would be the one who would fulfill everything for us, so that now by his grace we would receive it freely. Take it in. Take in this picture. Because in him we are given our identity, sons of God, as Paul used in his letter to the churches in the Galatia region, or to hearken back to Isaiah, a royal diadem. A people for the nations to view. But it's more than just that. Think of what this child born of Mary was taking in, what he was looking at, what he was learning for our salvation. And now, as he looks at you, how he enjoys the view as those redeemed from under the law, the family of God. So take it in at the end of 2017. Boy, this has been quite a year at all kinds of levels, in all kinds of different ways. And take this in as you step into a new year. I mean, it's crazy. Maybe I'm being way too pedantic, but so it's taken a year for the earth to go around the sun. It's a little bit more than a year. It's 365 point something. Traveling 67,000 miles an hour because we have to go like 584 million miles around the sun. And every day we orbit at about 1,000 miles an hour. God made all that. But his eyes on you. At the end of a year and at the beginning of a new. So take in the view. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus. Amen.